This is the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 203 for May 3rd, 2009. And the music you're listening to is Rolling in Your Waves from New Superheroes Fan Club Singles Number 2. And this music is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And you can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Okay, now picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a colleague and you're trying to explain something visual, maybe a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation, but you know it's frustrating and they can't see what you're talking about. Well, the solution is, and this is good news because now they can. Just use GoToMeeting to hold an online meeting. It's so easy to set up. All you have to do is just set the meeting up in advance or start one on the fly and everything just goes perfectly. You know, I've done this before. Everyone simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. Now, you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, but you must first go to GoToMeeting/podcast. That's GoToMeeting/podcast. And you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 203, and we enjoy bringing you the show, and the show is all about the travel business, travel industry, and if you're a travel agent or interested in the travel industry, then you come to the right spot. We talk all about travel, we talk about destinations, we talk about suppliers, we talk about marketing, and we talk about the travel agent business in general. So stand by and listen in, and you'll pick up some good information about being a travel agent or being involved in the travel business. You know, and I want to thank you if you're a subscriber or a longtime listener. I really appreciate it. Lorraine and I really do appreciate it. And this show is all about you. We're not here to promote a multi-level marketing scheme, and we're not here to promote somebody else's products other than what you hear as advertisements here on the site, which you will obviously know is an advertisement. But we like to promote things and talk about things that help you in your business. And that's what we do here. That's what we're all about. Now, if you're interested in going over to the website and finding all of the past shows, you can go to hometravelagent.net and check on this on the left-hand side of the webpage, and you'll see links to all the previous shows, all 203 previous shows. And if you're interested in getting the show notes by email, go over to the right-hand side of the webpage and plug in your email address in the spot called for, and you'll get the show notes automatically every week in your email, and the show notes will include all of the links that we talk about during the course of the show. Well, once again, thank you for coming on board. I really appreciate it. And with that, I think we'll get right into the co-hosted segment of the show, and Lorraine is going to talk about Hawaii, her trip to Hawaii, and some of the favorite things that she likes about Hawaii. So here we go. Aloha, everybody. This is the Homebase Travel Agent Show co-hosted session, if I can get it out here. And I want to welcome back to the continental United States, Lorraine Romero. How you doing, Lorraine?
Hey there. It's good to be back mainland. Had a wonderful time. And the irony is it's actually pouring rain here. The first of May, and it's cold and raining. It never rains here. had a wonderful time on Kauai, and this is definitely going to be one, or Kauai, Maui. I was on the other island of Kauai, known as Maui. It's one of those vacations that we had that I just really am going to talk with my clients about to be sure that they make a point of going sometime this year, because as we all know, the industry is having difficulty right now, and they are having some great specials going on. And in fact, in a couple weeks, we are going to have the sales manager from the Fairmount and also a sales manager from the Weston Villas, both located on Maui. And I'm having them come on to represent their particular facilities because they were both very, very nice. That's where Gail and I stayed during the week. But also because I want to give a feel for some of the actual places that are there, as opposed to in general, where we've recently had someone from the Anchorage Visitors Bureau kind of be generic and talk about her area. And we also had someone talk, March was on talking about Seattle. So I just kind of wanted to narrow it down a little bit in the next couple weeks. So we've invited the guests to be on there because it was a wonderful place. And really, Barry, if you have any of your clients who are wanting to go to Hawaii, they're having some really good offers going on, and you really should encourage them to head out our way.
Yeah, I think in general it's a great time to travel because the industry is trying to promote the industry by lowering prices because people are hesitant to travel right now for a lot of reasons.
Exactly. I mean, they're having issues. You know, that one of the things that I read in the paper while I was gone was about the flu that's down in Mexico. So that's really hitting the industry. And now they're afraid, you know, people are afraid to fly for health issues, different sort of things going on. And this is really a time for travel agents to be able to help encourage their clients to kind of get over that concern. And to be able to just go, because the value is there. The resorts are beautiful. I love Maui. Maui and Kauai are my two favorite islands of all. And it was just gorgeous. And I have a couple little stories I want to share. The small world syndrome. As Barry and I have talked on the show many, many times, we're both kind of coffee snobs. But that's okay. You know, I mean, I'm in recovery. I don't do any other fun drugs anymore. All I can have is good coffee in my life. It's not too bad. I order my coffee from a place called Kauai Coffee Company. They're located on Kauai. It's a small plant. They give very good personal service. And I've developed this email relationship with a woman. Her name is Faith Soto. She is the person that if I place an order, I will hear from her or deal with her somehow. She's wonderful. She's lived on Kauai her entire life, and she had emailed me to let me know that my order was coming. So I emailed her back in my usual smug way saying, oh, great, sure, send it, and I'm sure it'll arrive the day I leave for Maui, so it'll be sitting on my porch for my neighbor to find. And she says, oh, going to Maui? When are you going to Maui? I told her, we were emailing each other back and forth, and the irony is, again, as I said, she works and lives on Kauai. She just happens to have going to be on Maui for a couple days while Gail and I were there. So we went out to dinner.
That's pretty good.
Hardly ever get to see the woman. I've seen the woman two other times ever. The last time we were on Kauai last fall, she came out here for business purposes, and we met and had dinner, and so now we get to see each other on Maui. It was really nice. We were able to go out to a local restaurant called Duck Kitchen, and that they serve great, great food. I mean, one plate was more than enough for me and Gail, and it's all local food. We had a Kahlua pork, and we had Spam. I happen to like Spam. The only time I can get Gail to eat Spam is if we're not home. And also, they had the teriyaki chicken, some other yummy food. So we had a really nice vacation, and were able to see her, which was wonderful. Another small world syndrome thing that happened while we were there. This was just one of those vacations where things just all clicked together. From time to time, there's a woman here in Northern California, the Petaluma area, who plays Hawaiian music. Gail and I have gone to both of her CD releases. And this last time, she had in her backup band somebody that she knew from Maui. And he was kind of he's one of those cousins, you know, they're really not related, but they're related. It's kind of like, I'm an auntie, but I'm not related sort of thing. So anyway, his name is Tarvin. Tarvin was being the annoying little brother bugging her in the background. And so I emailed Faith and I said, oh, and by the way, we're going to Maui. And is Tarvin still on the island? And it really confused the two stories. Both women I'm talking about here, the coffee person and the musician, their name are Faith, but they don't know one another. Just to help confuse you, Gail, like your Gail and my Gail. And so I hooked up with Tarvin. He was on the island. He wasn't traveling. So Gail and I went to go see him the other night at the Ritz. And it was really nice because I had emailed him. I said, we're going to be on the island. You played backup, and we'd like to meet. So there he was. He was giving us grief in the audience also. But it was wonderful. It really made us feel at home. And, God, talk about small world syndrome. The opportunity for me and Gail to be somewhere and be able to meet a couple different people that we normally wouldn't meet. It's those sort of things that happen when you go to Maui and Kauai and go on vacation that make them really special. It's something that I can share with my clients to be able to give them that kind of, wow, this really happened, and things really do get magical when you're on vacation. And that's kind of the message that I want to be able to share with everybody today is, when you're telling a story about somewhere you've been to your clients, make it really special. Make it personal. And again, Barry, that's why, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have the sales managers for a couple of the resorts come on, because they can talk about the details as opposed to being in kind of in general and talking about a location to be able to define it. So that way, if the listeners have clients, they may be able to refer them to that place, because let me tell you, Hawaii has a lot of places that you can send your clients, but at least now we can give you the opportunity to be able to get more of a sense of where a place is and what it's like, other than just, you know, a link on a website.
It'll be your fam trip on a podcast.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. That's good. But overall, we had a wonderful time. We went snorkeling, lay in the sun, and being Spanish, I'm nice and tan. The only bad thing that happened, and I have to tell you, listeners, I have not told Barry this. He gets to hear it at the same time. I lost my wedding ring in the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, the downfall of losing weight for me was, my hands have changed. And we went snorkeling one day, and Gail saw a turtle. She was all excited, and I was trying to go in the ocean, follow her in, and I was kind of getting sloshed around by the waves, and I was out in the water, and then I noticed my ring was gone. Huh. Don't even try to look for your ring in an ocean, unless the universe happens to be gleaming on you at the right moment where the sun shines through the water show you where it is. Forget it. You'll never find it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. I kind of hear that kind of common. After it happened, a lot of people said, oh, yeah, I had that happen, and apparently it's commonplace for newlyweds. So be a really good travel agent. Tell your clients to leave the ring and the safe deposit box in the resort room. Just in case.
Yeah, good advice.
I wish somebody had given it to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to kind of share a couple little bit of stories, and glad to be home. And we're going to have two really good speakers coming up in the next couple of weeks. We are also going to have a gentleman named Rene Spatz come on, and he is the group sales manager with Holland America. And the reason he's coming on is, one of the things I really like about Holland and how they work with travel agents is they have special trainings. And I've talked about them on the show before. In fact, we just talked about one a couple weeks ago about the tour number 3, Yukon tour that's coming up. But they also do some smaller sort of trainings where it's just a couple of days. We've talked about them on the show in the past, and I went to one last year in San Diego. So it's not being on a cruise ship, but it's spending several days being trained about how to sell to groups, how to increase your business, and you'll get a ship inspection in it. But there's special trainings, and it really just makes it feel good because that's their clientele. They want to deal with travel agents. And, you know, if Royal Caribbean does that sort of thing and somebody knows about it, let me know. I'll be happy to have one of them come on and talk about it on the show also. But the only company that I know that does travel agent trainings like this, where you're not actually going out to on a, you know, like NACTA or seminar at sea sort of thing, but just specifically for that one particular cruise line, please bring them on. I would love to have a fair representation of other companies too.
Sure. Yep.
So there we have it.
Well, you know, one more thing. Lorraine and I were talking, and while she was gone, I had this brainstorm. And right now it's just strictly a brainstorm and giving consideration to this. And the listeners are basically, other than Lorraine, the first to know about this brainstorm. And what I was thinking, Lorraine has been kind of nagging me to change the website. And I thought, well, if I'm going to change the website, maybe it's an opportunity to change the branding of the show a little bit. Well, not a little bit. I guess it'd be a lot. But anyhow, before we do that, I wanted to get listener input to this idea and some of the reasons behind it. And the idea is to change the name of the show to Travel Trade Radio. And I guess I want to know what you all think about that as listeners. And the reason this thought came to me, well, a couple reasons. One is that a lot of the people that we've interviewed on the show have consistently referred to the travel business as the travel trade. So I think there's a term there that's well used and well known, I guess, as being travel business, very travel business related type of term. And the other reason is that home-based businesses right now, I think, are being looked at with kind of a suspicious eye, because a lot of home-based business advertising right now is this get-rich-quick type of scheme business, and I'm afraid that the Home-Based Travel Agent podcast, for new listeners particularly, someone seeing that title may think, oh, that's another get-rich-quick scheme, and kind of stay away from even listening to the show, thinking that they're going to get some sort of sales pitch throughout the whole show, and therefore they don't listen. So, you know, I guess I'd like the listener input before we do anything with that and see what y'all think. I don't want to, certainly don't want to disparage in any way the home-based travel business or the travel agent, but I'm just, you know, giving some thought to maybe rebranding the show and changing the website all at the same time. So I guess I'd like your thoughts on that, and, you know, you can drop me an email or drop Lorraine an email and let us know what you think. What do you think, Lorraine?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, the industry is changing, and like I said, it's just about change and evolution and being able to move forward, and the premise of the show isn't going to be changing.
No.
We're going to be talking about the travel trade and the industry and still providing for our listeners the educational ability and information. So none of that is changing. And, you know, and it is very true. A lot of people get a little startled going, ooh, home base. Is that one of those MLM things? No, absolutely not. So I think it's really a good idea to get the feedback. So please, everybody, just email us. Drop us a line. We're very friendly. We get back to you. Let me tell you, I have people email me all the time going, ooh, you really do get back to us. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm always amazed. Can you imagine being that popular that you can't even answer your own email? I just, yeah.
We're certainly not any kind of icons in the travel business, that's for sure.
No. So, Barry, what would be an email address that people should email you at to give you some feedback?
Oh, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Lorraine?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com. Don't worry, I always spell it. It's S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N-G-U-E-D at mac.com.
Well, very good. And thank you for another co-hosted session of the show. And we will be back with you next week, everybody. And thanks again, Lorraine.
All right. Sounds good. And it's good to be home. And it's good to talk with you, Barry.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too.
Okay. Thank you, Lorraine, for a great co-hosted segment. And we're back here again on the regular portion of the show. And I have a couple of items here to talk about. One is a news item, and it comes from the blog Upgrade Travel Better from May 1st, 2009. And in this blog, the suggestion is to go ahead and book travel to Mexico right now. And the title of the blog is called Vulture Travel, because by booking to Mexico right now, you can take advantage of the H1N1 swine flu scare and get some great deals and great bargains on travel to Mexico. Now the blog suggests that you don't have to book and travel right now, which may not be a good idea considering the flu, but you know, you can still book and get some great deals for later this year. So you may want to check that out. You may want to consider that for your clients. You know, the flu thing, you know, who knows how it's going to turn out, but maybe you could book some great vacations for this winter to Mexico at some great prices. So you might want to check it out. Read the blog, Upgrade Travel Better, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes. Now, the other item that I want to talk about is an interesting tool, and what it is a spreadsheet that you can access through Google Documents, and I'll have a link to this. But in the spreadsheet are Twitter addresses or Twitter names of all kinds of people involved in the travel industry. And this is a directory, basically a Twitter directory for the travel industry. And you can get addresses, Twitter addresses, so that you can follow these people for travel agents, charities, hotels, airlines, cruise lines, tourist boards, tourist associations, bloggers and writers, travel planning guides, and a whole lot more. And it's all separated out by category. And you can even put your own travel agent name into this spreadsheet that everyone can access. So if someone wants to follow you, they can look. And if they're interested in your product, they can sign up and follow you on Twitter and find you through this directory. Kind of an interesting item I thought might be interesting to talk about. You know, Twitter is being used more and more now by businesses to generate some buzz about products. So you may want to look into that, and you may want to consider that for your business, particularly if you're more than a local agency and you're selling items on the web. So you may want to use Twitter and use that for some marketing purposes. But this is a good place to start. Come here to this directory, find people or organizations that are a part of your specialty in the travel business, and start following them on Twitter, and maybe learn a little bit more about what they're offering in their businesses using the Twitter tool. So once again, check out the Twitter travel blog directory, or the travel directory for Twitter, rather, and I'll have a link to this in the show notes. And if you're getting the show notes via email, it'll come directly to your email box, and you can click on it there and take a look at this. Well, once again, we're going to come to a close for the show for this week, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and thank everybody for coming back and listening again if you're a longtime listener. And we'll be back next week, and as Lorraine mentioned, we'll have some guests coming up, so stay tuned for that. Until then, everybody, safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
Jet streams, yeah, I'm rolling in your waves. looking for a lover in whom to spend my days. And you could be my shadow, yeah, and I could be your storm. That way when the rainy days come, we'll keep each other warm. Living in your heartbeat, rolling like a stone. I thought you could be all. Studied your semantics, and now you live inside your rhymes. I said, darling, I'm no poet, but the song remains the same. Yeah, I could drink your nectar.